Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
We're talking about the Netflix show Love is Blind, but who in here was best at spotting love before it even occurred?
Yes.
Rebecca.
Season 7 of Love is Blind, the Netflix dating reality show where singles come together and date sight unseen and then sometimes get engaged and sometimes get married, but sort of rarely at this point. Was Love Blind this season? Not really. it never really is, honestly. It's like love needs contacts. Like It's visual.
Love is blind. Attraction is not.
Very that. Right. Exactly. So did you guys watch this season?
I watched about 3 episodes and I just, it just felt like all the other Love is Blinds and I just lost interest in it.
Yeah, I gobbled it up. I love trash.
Yeah. You got me more interested about the reunion than the actual show itself.
The reunion was pretty good. I mean, do I think the reunion makes the entire season worth watching? No. I think the season itself is pretty good on its own just because so many people are just messed up.
I will be honest with you guys and say that there are shows that I will watch just for the Bert Show, knowing that we're going to be talking about it. But I gave 3 hours of my life to this show for you guys, and that was all I was going to do.
I am so proud of you for establishing boundaries.
That was it. Uh-huh. 3 episodes of Love is Blind. That's all I'm giving you guys.
Thank you for your service. So about a month ago, I came to the table with sound bites of 4 couples speaking for the first time ever in Love is Blind season 7. I had all of you guess whether or not they would make it to the altar based only on their voices. Today, we are going to revisit those predictions. And I'm going to make you see with your eyes because I have now brought photos of the couples so you can put a face to the predictions.
And you printed them off in color. Can we afford that?
I hope so.
In this economy? Full color photos?
So rapid fire, this first couple is Alex and Tim. Just tell me quickly, what do you think? Based on their appearance, did they make it?
Yes.
Yes.
I watched the season, so I'm just going
to. I was going to say yes also.
Interesting. This is what you predicted.
Not for me.
I'm going to be bold, and I'm going to say that they're not going to last.
Virgo Leo, not a good match.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. Nope, I don't see them making it at all.
All right, and I'm taking Mo's lead.
I'm taking Mo's lead on this also. Everybody's lead.
Everybody said no. And today, in the good year of our Lord 2024, they are broken up.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Originally, congratulations. Yes. Well done.
Good job.
Yeah, go with astrology.
Absolutely.
And you can't go wrong.
So next up is Hannah and Nick, my country queen.
No, they are not.
No.
Yes.
That is a weird prompose they got going on.
it's very promposal. Here is what you predicted originally.
No, absolutely not. They are not making
no?
it.
No.
Nope.
I'm going to say they're going to last.
I think they're going to last only because he broke out the music at the end there. He's playing his keyboard and everything else. Yeah, he went in, man. I'm going to say they don't make it. Too young, too dramatic.
Too young, too dramatic. Fair. Yep, exactly.
All right, 3 no's, 1 yes.
Was this the guy that was always sort of humble bragging about being an art dealer?
No, that guy didn't even make it through the pod. Like, he got to the end of the pods, and then they kicked him off the show after that because the producers didn't think their relationship was strong enough. Okay.
Is she the one that was always, like, putting him in his place and being really mean to him?
Yes. Well, putting him in his place, no. But, like, being mean to him, yes. She would just talk down to him constantly, and he would just take it. He'd be like, you're so right, honey. Like, I'll do whatever it takes to change. And then she was mean to him on the reunion. Ugh, just so nauseous thinking about it.
So no.
Yeah,
yep.
They're over.
Yeah,
they everyone but Abby got it right. Serves you right for believing in love. We have cuties Taylor and Garrett. What do you think?
I say yes. Those smiles look genuine.
The picture's giving yes.
The picture is giving yes.
It really is.
And you called them cuties.
They're cutesy, right?
They are kind of cutesy. No.
All right. Here's
too good to be true.
Here's what you originally predicted.
Let's play the odds. They're going to make it.
They're going to make it.
They're going to make it.
I think so, too.
They're going to make it.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to say no.
Nope.
I'm going to say yes.
Everyone but Kristen said yes. And I can now share Taylor and Garrett are married.
Whoa. Really? No kidding.
Love is real.
Wow. At least for the next couple of months. Yeah, that's great.
And finally, one of the most polarizing couples of the entire season.
No. You don't even need to see the pictures.
Brittany and Leo, the king and queen of vocal fry. What do you think?
King and queen.
Oh, yeah. She does have that voice, man.
The way she... So I'm like, by looking at the picture, she's leaning ever so slightly away from him. Yeah. So I'm saying no.
Yeah, I'm with Kristen on this one. No.
Her voice really was annoying. If they made it, he will get sick of it in another 6 weeks. I will say no.
Katie, the original predictions?
Yeah, no, that's not going to last.
Yeah, it's not going to last.
Yeah, they're not making it.
I don't think they'll make it at the end of the day.
Well, in a shocking upset, Brittany and Leo are not together.
Yeah.
Bert and Mo had 20/20 vision in love.
Yeah, that's what we do, man.
I mean, you know. It's a gift.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Men see the facts. Women see with emotions. Mm. This was just business.
It's just logic. You know
okay,
I mean?
It's just
that's
logic.
All, it is.
All right.
The Bert Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.